This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The summer of 2025 has been a season of surprises, as expectations for widespread drought were high, given the dryness of last fall and winter, reports state climatologist Laura Edwards with SDSU Extension.
But it's really turned around with really a lot of above average moisture, especially in across the northern part of the state, all the way from west to east. And I think more recently in the east, they've seen much more extreme and persistent, consistent rainfall.
Dryness has been a concern in south-central counties, but recent rains have eased drought. And southeast South Dakota has been getting just enough moisture to get them by.
But overall, crops are looking a lot better than I think what people were expecting. We had been talking about projecting drought conditions over the summer season, and really that has not really come to fruition. And this summer has been very challenging from a forecasting point of view.
Summer's temperatures have been running near normal, with no long persistent stretches of heat or cool. But Edward says humidity has been high, making people and animals uncomfortable.
In about a six-week period centered on July, we had some of the top five most humid summers that we've seen in probably about three, four decades of history that we have of good humidity records.
The new outlook for South Dakota's fall season was recently released, and forecasters are calling for slightly warmer temperatures through November, with equal chances for above, below, or normal moisture. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.